Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Series 2, Episode 36.
How are you, lad?
Good.
So, we didn't do a big episode last week. We did a mini pod, but we didn't really update the scores. Do you want to just give a brief overview of what the overall score is?
I mean, it was a mini pod. We're not going to do the scores on a mini pod.
No.
We went through the mini pods.
Yeah, go for it.
So the score is Lad 211, Dad 212.
Yeah, but you did win the FA Cup special, which was our last full episode, wasn't it? So you did make up some points.
I won 4-1.
And did you have a good day out at Stoke?
Yes.
It was an absolute battering, wasn't it? 5-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big.
So, have you had a good week or so?
Yeah.
Fans have missed out on you for a little while. Anything else you want to talk about, or do you want to just get cracking on?
Get cracking on.
Right, that's what people have tuned in for. So, you've, as usual, picked some right bangers this week. We're starting in the Premier League. What you got for us?
I have got Man City, Everton.
Okay, we're going to get league tables in front of us. Just as a reminder, you go.
Well, Man City is second. Supposing Man City are not going to win the league again. Well, they probably are.
But... yeah, game in hand now. So they can actually beat Liverpool with just winning their game in hand. They can go top now.
Against Everton. Well, Everton, okay, they're better than you think because they had the deduction.
Yeah, they should be 12th.
Yeah, they should be 12th, but they're 18th. I think the score is going to be 2-0 to Man City.
Yeah, I think Man City are full of confidence now. Foden got a hat-trick the other night. 3-0 Man City.
And next, Luton against Sheffield United. Well, yeah, Luton are doing all right. They're 17th. Sheffield are bottom.
Yeah, it's me first on this one, isn't it? I've been really impressed with Luton. You know, they've just gone for it. And looking at their last, we're just on flash score here. Look at their last few fixtures. They've not lost for ages. Look, not lost for a lot of games. And Sheffield, bottom of the league. I'm going to go Luton to win 2-0.
Yeah, they've not lost even when they're playing against like Newcastle. They've drawn like 4-4.
Yeah, that's a hell of a result, wasn't it? What a game
4-4.
That was. 4-4. And the previous
result. I wish I went to that one.
Yeah, and look 4-4. At the previous one as well. Like, to hammer
4-0.
Brighton 4-0. And they won at Everton in the FA Cup. Doing really well.
Well, I think they're going to win 3-0 to Luton.
That could get them ahead of Forest in the table, hopefully. What have you got next for us?
Tottenham, Brighton.
So, what do you think about this one? Brighton are a funny team, aren't they?
Yeah, they win, they lose.
Like 4-0 battering by Luton, really bad result, but then they battered Palace 4-1. So
the teams I don't like are like Brighton, Palace, because you never know about them teams. Sometimes they win against big teams, sometimes they lose against small teams.
They're hard to predict. And what I'd say about Tottenham, if you look at recent games, other than when they played Man City in the Cup, there've been lots of goals in their games, some 2-2s, 3-2s, you know, quite a lot of 4-2s even. You know, there's been lots of goals.
I think it's going to be, seems to have said about the goals, I'm going 3-2 to Tottenham.
Yeah, I could see that, mate. Look, they beat Brighton 3-2. Brentford, sorry, 3-2, so why can't they beat Brighton 3-2? I'm going to go for a draw. I think actually Brighton go there and get a 1-1.
Nottingham Forest, Newcastle.
Newcastle are a wind-up team when you try and predict as well. They really do, like, they win matches against top teams sometimes, and you think, oh, yeah, Newcastle are back. Then they go and lose, one of which was to Forest. Just near Christmas time, they lost at home to Forest. Chris Wood got a hat-trick.
Lost to Luton.
Yeah, lost to Luton. Like, they're a funny team, Newcastle, but I'm going to back them to go to Forest and get a 2-1 win. 2-1 to Newcastle.
As we just said, their most recent match... with 4-4 against Luton. Now they're against Forest, a similar team to Luton.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a surprise if it was a draw, I think. But I'm still going to go 2-1 to Newcastle.
Cool. So get back that, guys, because that's been a lad and dad stamp of approval. So that score will definitely happen. What you got next for us?
Cocky, by the way. West Ham, Arsenal.
Even West Ham go into my category of teams. How can you predict West Ham? They're such a strange team. They haven't won in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So you would think they're bad from what I've just said. But actually, like, look at some of the results they have got. Like, before that 6 games, they beat West Ham and they beat Man U. They beat Arsenal and they beat Man U. So I don't understand what to say about West Ham.
By the way, just one thing. You might need to work on your maths a little. You don't need to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can have 3, 6 or something.
I'm slow, lad. But then I don't go to school anymore.
Peter Crouch. Have you done your prediction?
I can't remember who's first. It's you first.
I'm first.
Yeah.
I think score is going to be 2-0 to Arsenal.
This is the Declan Rice derby. And Arsenal lost at home to West Ham. And the West Ham fans were singing Declan Rice's name, like celebrating. Did he not like give a penalty away or something, I think? But I think this is going to be an opposite thing. I think Arsenal get a win as well. 3-1 to Arsenal.
If West Ham start winning, I bet they'll start singing, Declan Rice, this could have been you.
Yeah, they will. But they will, like Leicester have sung to Callum Doyle, eh? You've got one more bit of action from the Premier League for us. Big one, actually.
Aston Villa, Man U.
So yeah, this is me then, isn't it? So for me, this is probably Man U's last chance to kind of get a result that will give them a good chance of getting in the top four, because they are 8 points behind fourth place Villa. Obviously, if Villa win, that could go to 11 points and there's such a big gap between them. I always find that Man U do quite well in these kind of games. But Villa are doing so well. What do I do? I just feel 2-1 to Man U.
Well, that's not a bad prediction. But I'm going to go 2-1 to Villa.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Villa have been sensational this season, let's be honest. So the next one, Dad has made a mistake, typed it in wrong, but I'm sure you'll correct it.
Dad thinks it's Leicester, Watford, and the real game for... Okay, the real game, everyone, is Watford-Leicester.
Yeah, I put Leicester at home. I mean, considering the Leicester season to get older, to think we're at home... I don't know what got into me. I'm so sorry. I've obviously got a tired brain at the minute. Whose go is it? See how tired my brain is? Oh, it is back to you being first now.
What? It's me?
Yeah.
Me?
I went first on Villa, didn't I? So, Watford-Leicester.
Watford-Leicester, yeah.
Yeah. Watford are 11th. Leicester are the best team in the league.
I think it's going to be... 0-2
Yeah, I think Leicester are back in form. Last couple of games, got good wins. Watford 1-3 So we are going to do some cup action and some overseas action. There's some absolute cracking games that you picked here. Start us off, we've got a little bit excited because it's a local team trying to get in the quarterfinals.
FA Trophy.
Yep.
Bishop Stratford or Stortford?
Stortford, yeah. Never heard of them, have you? Yeah. They are bottom.
Against Colville.
Bishop Stortford are bottom of the National League North, but Colville are from the league below that and have not been in great form compared. So it's like kind of a good seventh league against a really bad sixth league. But we're back in it because Colville is a local team and they want to get to Wembley. If they win this, they're in the quarterfinals. So,
Bishop Stratford.
And what are you going to go for, Bishop Stratford? Because actually...
By the way, it's Bishop.
It's going to be me first again, isn't it?
How dare pronounce that one?
It's going to be me first. So I'm going, you know what? I just feel a bit negative about this. I think Bishop Stortford have got nothing else to play for. They're going to get relegated. But I've seen Colville have just sacked their manager this week. It's all changing. I think 1-0 to Bishop Stortford.
Why are you sorry?
Because I want Colville. We'll go to Wembley if they make the final.
Go Wembley! Yeah.
We'll be like them Glory fans that go and like pretend we're from Colville, but really we're from a different bit of Leicester. But we've followed Colville before.
You're a Glory supporter.
I'll be a Glory if there's a Leicester team at Wembley.
You've got to pretend you're a tourist.
Yeah.
I'm a tourist. Yeah. And I come from Netherlands.
I'll have like a map in one hand and I don't know, some binoculars or something. So it looks like I'm there for some sightseeing. And they'll be like, why have you got binoculars? Colville.
Then you'll be like, I'm a tourist.
They'll call me like...
Try to do the Netherlands accent.
Yeah. I'll pretend I've like never heard of Colville. I'll be like, where the hell is Colville? I'm just
That's America, not Netherlands.
Yeah, well,
you definitely need to go to school to learn your accents. Maths and your accents.
Well, I need to watch a bit more of Michael van Gerwen to get my Dutch talking better. That Dutch accent's fantastic, isn't it? You love that.
Anyway.
Yeah, go on then. You haven't told us what you think's going to happen when Bishop Stortford take on Colville Town.
Bishop Stortford are going to win 2-0.
I doubt there's many podcasts in the world that talk about Bishop Stortford versus Colville and then go straight on to, after that,
Bayer Leverkusen, Bayer Munich, Bayer versus Bayer. Bayer versus Bayern.
Yeah, Bayer versus Bayern. Why are we particularly interested in this one?
Because Bayer Leverkusen, for all you Germany supporters, are top of the league. Maybe not for German supporters, because they probably know.
They know for you.
But
you,
for around
others.
The world, except Germany, Bayer Leverkusen are top. And Bayern Munich. Second.
And Bayern Munich have won the league about 10 years in a row, so this would be massive if anyone else won it.
But last year, remember, it went down to the last game. Dortmund could have won.
Dortmund bottled it, didn't they? So Leverkusen, I don't know what much about how they're so good, but 52 points from 20 games, they're obviously a good side. You go first.
And I think it comes to an end. Bayern Munich win 2-0.
Yeah, I'm looking at like Bayern Munich have got more goals.
It has to come to an end eventually.
All good things come to an end, but not this time, because I'm saying a cracker, an absolute cracker. Leverkusen 3, Bayern Munich 2. I'm saying that they get the win.
And not much podcast do this after that.
And what are you going to do after that then?
Real Madrid Girona.
Real Madrid Girona. Give us a bit of why we're doing Real Madrid Girona.
Because Real Madrid are top and Girona are second. Exact same reasons as the last one. In fact, Bayer Leverkusen and Bayern Munich are 2 points away. Real Madrid and Girona are 2 points away. Real Madrid top, Girona second.
This is like another title decider. We've talked a bit about Girona in recent weeks because they're such a surprise team, but they do have some money. But I mean, you know, they're 6 points ahead of Barca. Like, wow. I've said that Leverkusen will keep their run going. I'm not saying that about Girona. I think Real Madrid beat them 2-1.
I'm actually
going to go 1-1. 1-1, cool. That'd be a decent result away from home at the Bernabeu. So now there won't be many podcasts doing this match. Go on.
Jordan against Qatar.
What the hell? So?
What, Michael Jordan against Qatar?
So I'll tell you one thing. Tell us what round of the cup it is and why you're doing
it. It's the Asian Cup.
It's the actual final.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be the champions of Asia. So you think of some of the countries...
Main countries I think will be in the final. Qatar, Japan, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Iran.
South Korea, Iran.
Good day, mate. Australia, they were in it, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, Australia.
And all those teams got knocked out by Jordan, have never been to the World Cup, ever. Qatar have only been there once because they got host. So it's a strange final, I think. But yeah, I don't know much about these teams, and I don't remember whose turn it is. It is you, because you've just done Real Madrid last, didn't you? So who do you think is going to be the champions of Asia?
Qatar.
It's in Qatar, isn't it? What are you going with?
2-0 win to Qatar.
I think that they've got so much money that they'll just make sure Qatar win. They'll probably bribe the ref, get a dodgy penalty. I'll go 1-0 to Qatar. So the final game... We're going to predict the African Nations final, but at the time of recording, we only know one team. So you tell us what's going on.
It's Nigeria versus Dr. Congo, mentioned again on this podcast.
Dr. Congo have had a right laugh with us.
Or Ivory Coast. So what we're going to do, Nigeria against Ivory Coast. We're going to predict that. And we're also going to predict Nigeria against Dr. Congo. And whichever one is the actual final will be the one that counts. So one of these predictions will be useless.
One of these predictions will be wiped from history.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's me first. I know that the final's in Ivory Coast. The competition's in Ivory Coast. I'm going to go with Nigeria versus Ivory Coast first. And I would usually think that those kind of finals are very nervous and it will be 1-1 after 90 minutes. Ivory Coast to win on pens, because we've just watched Nigeria win on pens. I think their luck runs out. Ivory Coast to win on pens. Or my other prediction, if Dr. Congo and make an amazing run to the final, then I think Nigeria will just beat them. And I think Nigeria will beat them 2-0. So I've got 2-0 to Nigeria if they're playing Dr. Congo, 1-1 if they're playing Ivory Coast.
I think if Nigeria play Ivory Coast, they'll win 1-0.
To Nigeria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Nigeria play against Dr. Congo, they'll win 2-0.
Cool. So you are back in Nigeria to beat the champions.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to call this episode, but like, there's some title deciders in terms of like winning the league title.
And
champions of Asia, champions of Africa. We've got Bishop Stratford to talk about. Dad getting mixed up about whether he was going to a home match on Saturday because we're actually away at Watford. And we've talked, like I've talked loads
African
of nonsense.
Nations yeah,
and we've done a prediction that's useless for the African nations.
Yeah.
But you know the thing that...
Guys, which one do you think will be useless? Please, can you answer the question below?
Yes, we do love the comments. Keep the comments going, guys. I want to know who this Marsden is who keeps commenting. So, Marsden, if you could tell us where you're from, mate, or what team you support, that would be good because it's been good getting some comments, Marsden.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I haven't got anything else to say. Have you
got
anything?
Bye.
No, in that case, I suppose we'd better say bye.
Yeah, maybe you don't need to go to school for your rhymes.
Yeah. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Sometimes I like to show it.
Yeah, maybe that's enough. Yeah.
Okay.
We've had enough now. Sorry, listeners.
It's bye from Dad.
And one from Lad.